May I ask what you're donating for the holiday? Nonprofits doing good work need cash. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Shoppers spent 7.5% more on this last Friday after Thanksgiving than the year before, factoring in the 3.5% inflation in the year through October. That is still a gain. And an outfit called Adobe Analytics calculates that shoppers spent more than $12 billion on cyber yesterday, the day earmarked for online shopping. That's shaping up to be a one-day all-time record for online sales. Today has been dubbed Giving Tuesday. And while upper-income people have been donating a lot more than prior to pandemic, donations in general had been running a bit cold going into today. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
The trend line for nonprofits has not been good this year. In a survey over the summer, 7 out of 10 organizations said they're likely to end the year with fewer donations, or about the same as in 2022. And 2022 was not a good year either. Donations declined for the first time since 2010, as Americans contended with an increasing cost of living and wages which weren't keeping up. The National Council of Nonprofits says fewer donations has meant a shrinking nonprofit workforce and a pullback in vital services such as food and shelter aid. The good news is that affluent households have been giving more than they did prior to the pandemic, according to Bank of America. These are households with a net worth of more than $1 million or annual income of more than $200,000. And for many Americans, wages have now started to catch up to inflation. The big question is whether the year will end on a positive turn for charitable groups as well. Last year, on Giving Tuesday, more Americans did participate, and charities are hoping they open up their wallets a little wider this year. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Toy sales are expected to be a bit ho-hum this holiday season. That's after people bought a lot of toys during the depths of the pandemic. And these days, some families are preferring experiences over things. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
During the first 2 years of the pandemic, Andrew Urquhart, analyst with Jefferies, points out toy sales in the U.S. grew by around 30%.
The issue is people overbought toys, and so parents are saying, hey, I bought you a lot of toys. Keep playing with all those old toys.
Also, families are spending more time on vacation, at football games, concerts, which means less time for playing.
And if you have less time to play, you have less need for toys.
At Child's Play, a toy store in Washington, D.C., they're making the case for new toys by letting people try them first.
So this right here, it's called the air tubes.
Store director Erica Card turns a dial. Air blows through a plastic tube, and a ball comes out.
So watch out.
Oh, they pop right out.
Yeah, and you can change the speed to make it go faster or slower.
Card says when customers try these things out, they're more likely to know if they want to buy them. The store is also doing things like partnering with local pediatricians who give their patients $10 off coupons. It's all an effort to bring people in during the holidays.
Because, you know, SANTA, he hears what's happening in the store and what kids ask for. We're his little helpers.
Card says close to half of the store's annual sales take place this time of year. In Washington, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
Her unironic delight when the ball comes out just made my day. A court in Sweden has ruled that the country's transport agency has to find a way to get license plates for new Tesla owners there. Swedish postal workers are on strike, holding up the plates, and Tesla has more direct labor problems in Sweden. The BBC's Will Bain has more.
Elon Musk's company is refusing to sign a collective agreement on pay and conditions for mechanics who service Tesla's vehicles, and so they're heading out on strike. But now, 8 other unions are also going to join them in a show of solidarity. They include SECO, the Union of Service and Communication Employees, which have stopped postal and delivery services to Tesla. With no delivery services, Tesla can't get license plates for its new cars. It asked officials in Sweden to send them a different way, but they said they were bound by an agreement with the state-run postal service. So the company challenged that in court and won. Tesla must get the plates in the next 7 days, or the transport agency could face a $95,000 fine.
The BBC's Will Bain.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Jerez, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work. while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
First, the concerts, now the 2D experience. Beyoncé's concert film Renaissance comes out this Friday, and Taylor Swift is releasing an extended version of her film for at-home streaming beginning December 13th. Here's Marketplace's Kristen Schwab.
Pamela Henson, a self-proclaimed Swiftie, didn't make it to Taylor Swift's Eras Tour, but she did make it to the Eras Tour film.
Everyone was dressed up, and some of them, you almost had to do a double take because they were exactly like the album cover. I mean, to the T.
Henson is director of media at Marcus Theaters, which has locations in 17 states. She's seen the Eras Tour film multiple times, and she says every time, people can barely stay in their seats.
We don't want people to be quiet and put your phone away. We want people to get up and dance as if they're at the Eras Tour concert.
Marcus Theaters will also screen the Beyoncé film, with prizes for attendees who are best decked out in silver outfits inspired by the singer. Michael O'Leary at the National Association of Theater Owners says between the big screen and speakers, concert films are making going to the movies a special event.
The theater is a place where you can recreate that kind of concert-like feel.
O'Leary says after more than a month, the Taylor Swift movie still consistently ranks in the top five for ticket sales. Movie theaters share those profits with distributors and filmmakers, but many also capitalize on the moment by offering fun merchandise and themed drinks. And theaters retain most of the profit from those sales.
It's really no different than if you were to go see a concert live and you see the people kind of queuing up to get a concert t-shirt or a sweatshirt.
Not every artist will draw the same kind of movie crowds as Beyoncé and Taylor Swift. But Daniel Loria at Box Office Pro says even if a lesser-known artist is going on tour, it makes sense to invest a little extra to put out a film.
And I think it redefines the potential of having on-demand live events being recorded and being remarketed down the line for a separate audience and for a separate revenue stream for these recording artists.
He says that's especially lucrative since artists earn less money from people streaming their music and more money from touring. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Jerez, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.